fixing stereotypes.
Hi, my name is Emily Ceballos.
Hi, my name is Nico Caviedes.
Hi, my name is Majo Ballesteros.
And hi, my name is Vero Valera. And right now, I'm going to tell you about today's dynamic. Well, in today's episode, we're going to do things a bit different. We're going to make a debate and at the same time, a role play. Please have in mind that these are not our real opinions. We're just kind of representing a role. Each one of us is going to play a position that we choose randomly. Emily is going to play the position of the past main. Nico is going to represent today's main. Majo will be acting as a woman of the past. And me, Veronica, I'll be representing today's woman. Specifically, an extra feminist woman. So now we're going to start with the topic, woman superiority. So Majo, please give us your position's opinion.
Okay, so my opinion is that in the history of feminism, we have three important waves during all the history. The first one was in the 19th and the 20th century. At that time, the woman fought about the equality of rights in the marriage and for the rights of suffrage. Then, when we have the second wave, we fought for the sexual, reproductive, and working rights. And then we have the third wave, that then is when the extreme feminism starts. So I represent the first and the second wave. And with that, we want the equality, that the woman have the same opportunities of the man, but we never want a superiority. So that is my opinion. So then we go with the opinion of the past men. So Emily.
Okay, so as this is a role play, so in my opinion, as a past man, I think that women doesn't need to have like the rights that the men have. So I think that women should just take care of the house and take care of the children, because I don't think that they even count like as a person. I think they are just I don't know how to say. Anyways, I also think that I really like the superiority of the women, because we men have the power. So yes, all the opinions count as a man opinion. So, yeah. Also, I think that if the woman has the power of having the same things as a man has, I think that the woman should not exist. So that's my opinion. Next, we have the feminist of the present. So, Vero?
Well, have you ever been discriminated by a man just for being a woman? Well, actually, a lot of today's women have been discriminated for this. So I think that women's superiority is completely necessary. As an extra feminist as I am, I think that it's completely necessary to women to have the control of all the world. So now we got the today's men's opinion. So please, Nico.
I think like gender equity is important, and feminism is like a promoting gender equity. So when we talk about that a gender is like superior than other, I think like the topic like get lost, to say it like that. So I think we shouldn't be like promoting that. We should promote gender equity instead.
So now we go with the next topic that we got, that is how to achieve gender equity. So again, we go with Maho's role's opinion. So, Maho.
So how we achieve gender equity? We think that we can achieve gender equity with women. Finally, that the woman finally have freedom, but without making a supremacy. And also to finally lift out the sexism and the stereotypes have about the both genders, because all of that make cause and discriminate both genders. So that is my opinion. Then we go with the man of the past, Emily.
My opinion is that I don't think that that actually could work. I don't think that, because in my opinion, like gender equity is not a topic. Like, I don't really think that that could ever happen, because as I say before, the woman doesn't have the right, doesn't have the power. So I don't think that we can shift the gender equity, because, well, of course, the only power has it has the men. So that's my opinion. So next we have the feminist of the person. Vero, please give us your opinion.
Well, in this topic, which is how to achieve gender equity, I think that it's like gender equity for me as a representing all the extra feminists. Gender equity is like having just one gender, like superior. That would be woman, of course. So I think that this should be, because men have always been like the rulers of the world, and I think that we should do it right now. So now we got with today's men's opinion. So Nico?
I think to achieve gender equity, we should give the same opportunities to everyone. Like, imagine you try to achieve something, gender equity, but you only give like opportunities to women or just to men. Like, that won't be fair to anyone, and it won't be like easy to achieve.
So finally, we got the third topic, which is gender roles. So we specifically are gonna talk about motherhood and fatherhood roles. So please again, Maho, give us your role's opinion.
Okay, so in the age where we live, it's supposed that mother have to be in the have to be house mothers, and the fathers go to work and give the money to the house. But have you ever seen what they can do to the world if that role changed? That is the question that the woman ask in that age. So the woman perfectly can work, and they can give money to the house. So the motherhood, sometimes in the past, like in the 80s, the mothers work until midday. And then they go to take care of the children. So I think the role of the motherhood can be perfectly good. Like, if they go to work and care the children, they can do it perfectly. But in the age I live, the fatherhood not always was the best. But I think that we can get a change for the men, and I think that the man can perfectly be his husband and also be good fathers, equal like mothers, or So that is my opinion. Thank you. Now we go to the men of the past. So Emily.
Okay, so my opinion is that well, motherhood is like it's not an option because yes, the woman has to take care of the children of the house because that's what this law says. I don't think that men should take care of the children if they have the mom. So and also I don't think that it could be like really an option because, as you said, the men were the one that needed to work to for sustain their family. So no, I don't think that they had enough time of taking care of the children, and that things that will be as such as a waste of time for myself. So no, I don't think that it could actually happen. So now we're going to have the opinion of the feminism of the actually the present.
So my world's opinion about motherhood is completely against it, because motherhood is a pretty big stereotype about women, and we should break it, and not all women have to be at home taking care of their children. And so I'm definitely against the motherhood role for women. And about fatherhood, I actually have never heard about it, but now that I think of it, and now that I listen it, I think that I agree with it, because if women don't take care of their children, who will do it like that? No, it should be the men. So yes, that's my boss opinion. So now we got today's men's opinion. So
I think like about roles, I think that men and women have the same capacity. So as Barbie said, you can be anything.
Okay, so now that we have our opinions about the three topics we have about it, now we're going to discuss it. So first one, we have the woman superiority. So like I say, I really think that woman, all the things we do in the past for the people, for the women, and they have equal rights. There, we really are looking for equality. We are not looking for a supremacy.
Well, I disagree with your position, Maho, because I think that we shouldn't be looking for gender equity. We should be looking for woman superiority.
I disagree with you, Vero, because yes, right now my ticket, I think that the men should have all the power and the women should stay at home because they don't have the enough strength to make anything. So yes, I don't think that that is a good idea.
I actually disagree with all of you except Maho, because actually women were treated like garbage in the past. So we are looking for equity, not for superior in any other gender.
Yeah,
but I think that we women should be superior than men because men have ruled all the time in the past. So So yeah, I think that it's our turn.
No, I don't think that women should have a turn either. So yeah.
No, I actually think that if we both do a supremacy of men or a woman, that will be another problem. All that make the supremacy is problems. So
Jeff, I agree with Maho, because imagine like men were superior, they treat women like they're less, but they aren't. So now you just wanna change roles instead of like promoting gender equity for us to be ourselves and don't be discriminated in any way or like in any gender way.
Exactly. So I think if we still in this point, we are doesn't going to get a real agreement. So I think that we can go to the next part, that is how to achieve gender equity. So how to achieve it? They really think that due that the gender are discriminated are the stereotypes. If we think it good, are the stereotypes. Because we have a lot of stereotypes around the woman and around the man that you think, oh, and these stereotypes say that the woman can work. So the woman can work. So that is the thing. Or we say, oh, the fathers can be a good father because they doesn't know anything about fatherhood. So, like we say, the stereotypes are really what are like killing the gender equity. So that is my opinion. Thank you.
So yes, now my opinion, as I said before, I like men have all the power. So yes, I don't think that how to achieve the gender equity. No, I don't think that is actually working. I don't think that actually that could work for me and for all the men. So like, no, like that not count. So I will totally disagree with you, Maho.
I disagree with the both of you. Because as I already said, I think that gender equity is like how to achieve gender equity will be like the real question, how to achieve woman superiority. So yeah, that's what I think.
I think that first of all, like the main topic was how to achieve, and how I said, we should give the same opportunities to everyone. So if you wanna be an astronaut, do it. Like we don't care about your gender. Like be yourself and stop saying like things like women are superior or men are superior.
Actually, till this moment, I don't think we're gonna get with an agreement, all of us. So I think that we should go to with the next topic, with the last and third topic, which is gender roles. So I think that gender roles, as I already said, are like such as motherhood. They are not necessary. I don't think that that's fair with us. But with fatherhood, they are. So, yes.
And like, actually, for the motherhood, for during the ages, was very difficult. I think that the role of fatherhood and motherhood have to be to the both genders, because biologically the woman have the uterus and the man give the sperma, so that the kid doesn't make it like herself, like oh my god, we have a kid. No. So I think that both parents have support in the raise of the kid. Don't, that doesn't care if you go to work and then come back, and then you, when you come back, you can still raise the children.
So I totally disagree, because yes, I agree with that part, and yes, it's my children, but I don't need to take care of it, because as I said earlier, work is so much important, because the women like literally just only take care of the children, and the man has to take care of all the work. So, and I think that when they have some free time, they should just relax and I don't know, go to a bar and drink something, because that's the man has to produce for maintaining their family. So I don't think that the men have to take care of the children, because no, that's not for me.
I totally disagree with you. Because, like, here you're just saying things that benefit your gender. And that's like, please, if people start like being like that, like the world will go to the... Yes, will be an awful place to live for everyone. So I think that like the only solution is like to promote gender equity.
Like, yes, like, I know that the work is hard, but who say that the work of raising a children is easy? It's not easy. It's a work of 24 hours. The kid has hungry, have to get dressed, have to go to school, and you have to help it with
yes,
the homework.
But who's the one who produced the money for that is the man, because he's the one to work.
Yes, no. But that doesn't I forgot the word. That doesn't say you that you can't raise the child. Like, it's difficult. The work is difficult. But you know that in the areas are mothers that work and raise the child.
In this part, I agree with Maha's position. Because raising a child is not an easy work, and we women are super wow. We were super wow at doing it. But now I think that it's unfair for us to be like working all the day and not taking care of them, and at the same time not. So
I totally agree with Maho. Because raising a child is not easy. Like, it's a 24 hours job. And if women are going to do, like, I think that women shouldn't do it alone. Like, the kid has father and mother, not only a mother.
And that also, Kamika, a mental sickness, because the father don't love him. The only way you see it is because he go back to work and no more. And sometimes when you go back to work, you're like, yeah, you don't care about the child, and that can make a serious mental problems. So yeah, I think that in this part where we have to think about the child, we don't have to think about if woman or man are superior. No, we have to think about the child. That is the important thing, because they're our future.
I think that we all agree with that the importance is the kid and not and not our social position?
Finally, got to agreement that the important thing is the child. So yes, this was all the episode. So I want to say for Emilia, for Vero, was very difficult to be extreme feminist and extreme matches because
it was horrible.
Yes, it was horrible. This, it was a horrible experience because I was just concerned myself and I didn't know what I was saying because that was not my opinion, but yes, it was my role.
I felt like pretty bad. I mean,
that's not my opinion, pretty bad.
Because
throughout my life, I have never thinking that way. I think that is a really disgusting thing to think about that way. So, That was not easy. I was just like furious with myself, but yeah.
So yes, they tried to do their best of their self because it was very difficult. So I like thank God because I have my favorite character of all this.
I wanted my whole character.
But I love my character because it's like my actual point of view, so it was super easy.
So I hate this chapter because it was totally the opposite thing that I wanted to say. So yes, I don't like it at all. I hate it. Like, no.
Yeah, me too. It's like woman superiority, like for an extra feminist is like yes, and I'm like no, and I'm like no, gender.
Yes, and also the machines, like the all the power of the man, I was like no, what is this? No.
So yeah, that's our opinion. Please guys, don't take in account what our role's opinion is. Please.
Yeah, don't take it like serious. It was just a role play to make the people conscious about what the people thought in that like year. So yes, this is not actually our real opinion. So yes, don't get a wrong idea and please.
Of what we think. Now thank you all for listening to this episode. And
yes, thank
follow
you
us in social media and listen to us the other episodes. And see you.
Yes, don't forget to hear the other episodes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
I hope you like this episode. We make a very strong effort. Bye.
Bye.